connection.
From where you are then, and given what's happened with the two failed takeovers and having one plan, I would imagine, which ultimately had to change across the summer, are you ahead of schedule then? Is where this group is and where you expected it to be when you first kicked off in August, are you ahead of schedule right now?
I think we are, yeah, and that's not being disrespectful to the players, because I've always believed that we've had good players. You know, I think if you look back November, December time, I think we're only 3 or 4 points off the bottom four, and I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was 14 points off sixth place. Mm. So if you look at it there and you look at it now, we probably are ahead of where we want to be. All we wanted to try and do this year was finish as high up the table as we could, with a view of putting building blocks in place for the future seasons. That's not to say that we don't want to go up.
Realistic sometimes.
It is, but what we have done is put ourselves in a fantastic position to really kick on for the last 13 games.
Brilliant.
Good luck to
you. You'll come up against the goalkeeper you know very well tomorrow night,
and
Sam Johnston.
Yeah, old Samuel. Be good to see him, you know, and he done fantastic. I don't think anybody from Doncaster side of things going there tomorrow will begrudge Sam where he's playing at the minute. We would love to have kept him to the end of the season. He knows that, and it was a massive part of him that wanted to do that. But with Preston being his hometown club, he felt it was an opportunity he couldn't turn down. But he's a great kid, and you know, I've said all along, he's got a massive, massive future ahead of him.